Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Daily Adventures of a Traumatized Child. Actually, I didn't like that. Let's try that again. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Daily Adventures of a Traumatized Child. Okay, there we go. That one was good. Okay, so I have quite a few things to talk about today and just don't know what I want to talk about first. But I will start with saying hello to all my new listeners because a bunch of the kids at my school found out about my podcast and I guess some of them actually listened to it. So, hey, how's it going? I hope you're doing well. And for the hicks that found my podcast and used it to make fun of me, hey, how you doing? Eat shit. Anywho, So, what do I talk about? I got a burp. That was kind of weak. I think there's another one. Hold on. Oh, that one was even more weak. Okay. So I got a new vape. And it's lemon tart flavored. And it very much tastes like a lemon tart. Like, it tastes exactly like a lemon tart to the point where it's like, it literally tastes like I'm eating a lemon tart. And that's, I mean, it's kind of weird, but I kind of fuck with it. I saw my grandpa today, and we got Christmas presents for my grandpa since we didn't see him around Christmas time. And he got me fucking Adidas sweatpants and an Adidas sweater, and I'm very happy. Because I can always use a new pair of sweatpants. Oh, yeah. So, I finally got my fucking binder because one of my really good friends, my internet bestie, shout out Madison, I love you, bought me a binder. And it came earlier this week, and you're not supposed to, like, try it on without someone being there just in case, you know, you can't get it off. I was able to get it off without help, but, like, Andy said, like, better safe than sorry. Andy's my best friend, my real-life best friend. And they were here to help me try it on yesterday. But I wore it out in public today for the first time, and it was very liberating. Like, having no tits is kind of an awesome feeling. Yeah, it's very nice. My boyfriend has COVID. So that's fun. It's not fun. I don't get to see him, which is stupid and gay because I want to see him. But no. My name's Tristan and I have COVID. Fucking bitch. I'm just kidding. I know he doesn't listen to this, but Tristan, on the off chance you're listening to this, I'm sorry, you're not a bitch. I love you. What else to talk about? I ordered some makeup and it got to my house and the foundation kind of sucks. But, like, it matches my skin pretty well, so I'm gonna find a way to make it work. Because I'm tired of only wearing concealer. But, like, yeah. What else? Oh, for everybody who got on my shit at school, who was like, you bite your feet. I don't actually do that anymore. I have these little nail clipper thingies for your toenails that are, like, super sharp. They kind of look like thick scissors. And I use that now. And I just cut the skin on the bottom of my feet off like a pair of scissors. It's very satisfying. Until I cut too much skin off and then it hurts. That's not very fun, but I'm pretty good at not doing that. This is very chaotic today. I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about or what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just kind of talking. I I'm sorry, I keep making that fucking sound. You're probably listening to this like, bitch, shut up. Or don't shut up, but like, actually talk about something. What is there to talk about? My favorite lighter died. I'm gonna jump off a bridge. But I'm actually not, because it's refillable. I just need to find someone with butane. I was at work the other day. I closed. And, my fucking, like, we had a bunch of shit that expired, including a bunch of our sides. And, like, we tried to sell them, and we didn't get them all sold. So we called my manager, and we were like, so what do we do? And she's like, as long as they go through the register, you can mark them down really low. So I got 3, like, $6 sides for 50 cents each. So I spent $1.50 on something I would have had to spend, like, $16 on. I don't know if I did that math right, but we're going to pretend that I did. I would have to spend $16.50 because I think they're all, like, $5. Bitch. Figure out what the fuck you're trying to say. Damn it, I'm making the sound again. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I had a sleepover with my best friend last night, and it was very fun. I miss them a lot. I really need to clean my room. Oh, I had ordered some clothes back when I'd ordered that makeup, and one of the orders got here. And it has pasties. I got pasties so I can cover up my nipples. But, like, this is a little bit TMI, but I got kind of, large nips. I got the pepperoni nips. I won't even fucking lie. And I don't think these pasties are big enough for my nipples. Like, they're really not that big. Hold on. I'm actually, you know what? We're going to close my door. And we're going to find out. If these are big enough, that's what we're gonna do today. I'm gonna make this interesting. Even though you can't see anything, you can live with the knowledge that my boobs are out while I'm talking to you. And hopefully that'll make your day. How the fuck do I open these? They don't have like a easy open thing. Fucking assholes. How do I... Ow. I guess that worked. Well, no, it didn't. What the fuck? There we go. That kind of worked. Yeah, it did work. Okay, nice. I got it. I'm hurting my fingers. I can't get it open. Hold on. We're getting there. ASMR. Oh my god. There we go. Got them open. Okay, cool. Oh, are there bigger ones in the back? Oh, no, they're, like, all the same size. Okay, we're gonna, there's, like, flower-shaped ones, and then circle ones. So I'm gonna try one on each nipple, and see how that goes. Okay, how the fuck do these things work? Alright, time to whip my boobies out. Alright, the boobies are out, y'all. Oh, that's... Oh, no. Oh, no. Aw, that doesn't even cover my whole nipple. No. Oh, I'm gonna have to take that off now. Oh, it's gonna fucking hurt. I didn't think about this. I'm still gonna do the other one, though, because... You know what? Sometimes you just gotta do it. Sometimes you just gotta full send. See, now I'm nervous because this shit is gonna fucking hurt. Okay, let's see. Yep, nipple goes right there. Ugh. God damn it! Neither of them are big enough. It doesn't help that, like, one boob is significantly bigger than the other, so that, like, nipple... I shouldn't say nipple, I should say areola. Because that nipple is, like, bigger than the other ones. Like, I feel like that circle one might fit on the other nipple.
I'm gonna have to like double this shit. Oh my god. I don't want to take this off. This is gonna fucking hurt, dude. Okay. Ow, fuck. Okay. I'm gonna let you hear the ASMR of me ripping this off. Okay. Okay. Ow. Oh my god. Owie. Okay, got one off. That's cool. Okay, ready? Ow. Ow. Oh god. Ow, my nipple. Owie. Jesus Christ, that was not worth it. Okay, so you heard it here first, folks. Don't buy pasties if you have big nipples. Or I guess don't buy pasties from Romley if you have big nips. Because, they're absolutely not big enough. Not even close. Well, I guess for the one, it was close. It was pretty close. It almost covered everything up. But the other one, not even fucking... It barely covered. Well, it covered enough of it. Man, I'm making it seem like I got, like, fucking dinner plate nipples. But I really don't. It's just... These pasties are fucking small. Like, they're meant for people with really small fucking nipples. And I am sadly not one of those people. Sad life. Anyways, so now that you have lived to hear the day that I had my shirt off, because you didn't get to see it, haha, fucking bozo, we can talk about... Oh yeah, someone made a hate page about me at school. On Instagram, and then some random person on the internet made, like, multiple hate pages about me on TikTok, but, like, that's expected, because I don't know, I'm not TikTok famous, like, I refuse to say that I'm TikTok famous, but a lot of my friends are like, oh my god, you're TikTok famous. I'm not TikTok famous. I have, like, 8,000 followers, and I had, like, one video, like, blow up really hard, but I don't think that makes me TikTok famous. I think that might make me popular, like, you know, some people know who I am, but I'm not, like, fucking Charlie D'Amelio, or fucking, who else is TikTok famous? Addison Rae, or, goddamn, who else is TikTok famous? What the fuck? Damn, I can't think of anybody. Alright, never mind. I'm also picking earwax out of my ears right now. Not with my fingers. I have a little earwax tool, but... Ah, this is what I do when I get stressed. It's very nice. Very relaxing. It also feels cool in my ears if I do it right. Owie. Ah, fuck, I hit a bad spot. Okay, anywho, I'm wondering where my little fucking nail clippers are right now, because I have not been able to find them for like an hour and a half. I have no fucking idea what I did with them. Ooh, I heard metal. Oh, damn it, that's just a bookmark. Fucking end my life. Are you down here? Why did you abandon me? Where are you? I'm trying to clip my feet, bro. Oh, this is actually really funny. Okay, I have kind of a funny story. So, yesterday at school, I was in my entrepreneurship class, and this kid came up to me, and he was like, Hayden. I was like, what? He's like, I wanted to let you know, I like your podcast. And I thought he was trying to make fun of me, because I can't read tone, like, whatsoever. And, like, everybody always makes fun of me for it. So I was like, okay. I was like, I get it. Like, y'all think it's funny. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm sorry. I cannot read tone. I'm like, I don't know if you're serious or if you're, like, trying to fucking belittle me. He's like, oh, no. He's like, I'm serious. He's like, I like it. I fuck with it. I was like, oh. I was like, thanks. And then this girl, Anna, Anna, if you're listening, you're fucking awesome. I don't know. You just give me really good vibes. You're fucking cool. She started talking to me about it. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, it's really funny. And this other girl chimed in. She's like, you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, and they were talking about it, and we finally stopped talking about it, and I was so anxious that I went to the bathroom, and I, like, literally bawled my eyes out for, like, 15 minutes. It was so bad. I was so anxious. I was like, what? I was like, I don't like that people are talking to me. Like, normally it doesn't matter, but, like, I'm normally the one to bring up my shit. When other people bring up my shit, it's like, what the fuck? Why do you pay attention to me. That's really, like, it's not weird, but it's, like, weird for me. So I just had a little bit of trouble accepting that. My air conditioner just kicked in. Or secondly, my heat. I don't fucking know what it is, but it just kicked in. So sorry for the background noise. But, like, I shit you not, I went into the bathroom and I cried for, like, 15 minutes. Like, I called my fiancé. And I was just, like, sobbing. I could not stop crying. And he was trying to give me advice about some shit. I, like, yelled at him. I was like, that's not the point. And he's like, don't fucking yell at me. And I was like, I'm sorry. It was so bad. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm such a fucking pussy. It's not even funny. Like, I'm not actually a pussy. Because when it comes down to it, like, I cry when I get angry. I cry when I get angry. Like, all my emotions come out in crying. Like, I just cry a lot. I'm a fucking crybaby. But, like, when it comes down to it, I'll beat the bricks out of someone. Like, if I need to, I will rock your shit while I'm crying. Because, I don't know. I'm a little bit crazy. Like, not in, like, a cute, like, oh, I'm crazy way. Like, I will... You know, I have the capability of killing you, and I wouldn't feel bad if I did, but I would never kill anybody. I don't know. This is getting really bad really fast, so I'm gonna switch the subject because I don't need anybody being like, what the fuck? okay, what do I talk about now? Someone made a fan page for me on TikTok, and now we're, like, homies. And we, like, text on Instagram. And it's kind of fun. They're kind of really cool. I'm hopefully getting my septum pierced soon. Crossing my fingers. I'm also dropping out of high school. And before you're like, oh my God, Hayden, what the fuck? Don't drop out. Hear me out, okay? My school fucking sucks. Like, yes, there are some pretty good people at my school that I really enjoy. And some really good teachers that I really enjoy. And, you know, classes that I really enjoy. But, if I, the majority of the kids there make me so, I don't even know, like, half of them try to be mean to me, but they're so fucking stupid that it makes me lose brain cells, and then the other half are just racist, homophobic, transphobic fucking assholes, who have no empathy for any human being on the fucking planet. And every time they breathe in my direction, I want to kick their front teeth out. And that's not healthy. And if I keep feeling like this all the time with no outlet, I'm going to end up in the Grippy Sock Hotel. For one of two things. Either trying to off myself or trying to off someone else. I don't think we need either of those things to happen. So, I'm dropping out. I'm going, not technically full-time, but I'm gonna get a bunch of hours at work so I can start saving money. And I'm gonna be 18 in June so I can move out. And just start my fucking life. And just, not start my life, but restart my life, I guess, for, like, the third fucking time. Man. I cannot wait. I cannot fucking wait. I'm so tired of this shit. Like, I don't mean to get, like, all deep or whatever. Because that shit's corny. But, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of sick of life. And not in, like, a, you know, like, oh, I'm sick of life. I'm going to kill myself type of way. Because, I mean, like, yes, I do feel like that. But that's not where I'm going with this. Like, I'm sick of the way that, like, I'm sick of the way that I, like, live my life, I guess. Like, how do I explain it? I just want to be my own person, and I feel like I can't do that. And I'm probably never going to technically be able to do that, because I do have BPD. And me as a person, my personality is just... basically every friend I've ever had, like, a little bit of their personality, because I mirror everybody. And then once I get that, like, once I start to mirror someone, even if I stop talking to them, like, I still have a little bit of that. And that's kind of a problem, because I've been around a lot of really toxic people in my life, which gives me a lot of toxic traits. I mean, I am self-aware, which is nice, but sometimes, like, there are some things that I just really can't see until somebody's like, yo, why are you doing this? And then I'm like, fuck, dude, like, I really don't know, I'm so sorry. But it's like, at that point, there's like unfixable damage. And it's like, I wish I could say that it's not my fault. I mean, I guess technically it's not my fault, because it's not my fault I have a fucking personality disorder. But it's like, I wish there was something I could do about it. There's like nothing I can do about it. And that sucks. That's a shitty feeling. Like, knowing that you could possibly, you know, be hurting everybody around you, and there's, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't fix that, because you don't have tools to fix that, because your brain's just wired wrong. It's like, the thought that I'm like hurting everybody in my life just crosses my mind all the time, and then someone will say one thing and it's just like, fuck, like, I totally am. And that's not always the case either, because with BPD, like, everything is so fucking black and white. Like, there's no gray area in anything. It's always one way or the other. Like, I can't see that midpoint. And that fucking sucks. Like, I just want to be able to compromise, but I can never do that. It's so, like, it's so difficult. And that's really hard. Ugh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, get all fucking... Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. My bad, guys. I can get back to being funny now. I know, you know, just like Outkast said in his hit song, Hey Ya. Y'all don't want to hear me. You just want to dance. Except you do want to hear me. You just don't want to hear me talk about, you know, quote-unquote deep shit. Because it's stupid and you want to hear funny shit. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. What do you guys come here for? What do you guys want to hear? Like, I need you guys to tell me what you want to hear, because half the time I just talk out of my ass. I'll just talk and just post it. Like, I won't even listen to it. I'm just like, because I know if I listen to it, I'm gonna be like, oh, I gotta change it. But I don't want to do that. I want it to be like raw and just like how I'm feeling at the moment. But then I feel like you don't want to hear that. So I'm going to put a Q&A in this. And I really, 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 really want you guys to tell me what you want to hear. Because I can really... That'll probably really help me keep, like, a steady, like... I don't know. I got a fart, though. Hold on. Oh, that was kind of weak. Damn. Anyways, I farted. I've been recording this for, like, 23 minutes. So... I think I'm going to, head out. Yeah. I think that's what we're going to do. So, I will see you guys in the next episode. I'm not doing anything tomorrow, so I'm going to have someone, like, text me and remind me, and I'll try to make another episode tomorrow or something. I always say that, and then I don't make an episode until, like, a month later, but I swear to God I'm actually going to try this time. I think I'm also going to make some social medias specifically for this podcast, because I think that would help gain some traction. I kind of like that idea. I don't know. I'm just going to put a Q&A, and it's going to be like, what do you want to hear? And it's also going to be like, should I make social medias? Like, would you guys follow them? Because I need your guys' opinions. I can't do this without you. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing without you guys. You're like the only thing that's like, you know... Like, every day I come back and it's like, oh, you know, like, you have this many new listeners. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did these people come from? But then I found out that they're all coming from my school. So, I mean, fuck it. I hope everybody is having a good morning, day, evening, or morning, day, afternoon, evening, night. I don't know. I just hope you guys are doing good. Okay? I love you all. Unless you're, you know, that certain group of kids, you know who you are, go fuck yourselves. talk shit to my face, and then, you know, then we can have these conversations. The rest of you, I hope you're doing good, and I love you all, and I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.